I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show today, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for listening in this wonderful Mother's Day morning. And so if you've been listening, you're starting to learn a little more about I've Decided and our community organization and all the events and fun things that we have going on for you. And it really is just simply about that. It's about you, your goals, what it is that you want to accomplish. We want to provide for you the tools, the resources, the information to help you be successful in whatever it is that you can dream of doing. We do that by providing you local events like our motivational conferences, our I've Decided to Run program, and of course our I've Decided to Ride program. And speaking of our I've Decided to Ride, if you've been thinking about getting outdoors and trying out some of our wonderful trails that we have around here in the Peoria area, we have a free bike clinic happening for you on Sunday, May 21st, next Sunday, May 21st, out at ICC Cougar Complex. It starts at 1:30. It's a free bike clinic. You can come on out and check it out, get your questions answered. We're going to talk about the ABCs of biking, bike safety, and the road rules and regulations. And so it's just going to be a fun clinic if you're kind of new to cycling and need to learn some of those things, or just want to meet with a group and find out what's available in the cycling world in our Peoria area and surrounding area, I should say. Join us next Sunday, May 21st, 1:30, out at ICC Cougar Complex, okay? It's going to be great fun time. And then, of course, we have our radio show, which you're listening to now, and this is a wonderful way for us to just kind of bring some fun entertainment and education to you and help you be in the know on all the resources that are available to you right here in Peoria to help you be successful. And so I am excited today to have our lovely guest, Mary Ardapple. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much for joining me in the studio.
I'm so happy to be here. It's all about transformation. And when I think of I've Decided in your community, you are such an encourager to our community listeners and participants in your events to transform their lives into something that maybe they never possibly had dreamed of before. So congratulations on your success in that, and I'm really happy to be part of your show
today.
Oh,
Mary, thank you. That means the world to me, coming from you, and such an iconic businesswoman in our community. And we've known each other for a long time, actually. I remember meeting you many years ago at NABO, a National Association of Women Business Owners, and I always admired you from afar and your success and just the way you carry yourself and just amazing, smart. You're so involved in our community. I know that you've served in leadership in the community doing some things. You just retired from doing something with the board on the county?
Yep, I just completed a 6-year term on the Peoria County Board, which was really great. So you talk about advocacy, and I think that a person's health, and I appreciate your generous, kind words for what you've watched me do, but what I've always tried to embody is that being true to yourself, being true to your family, being true to your community. And I think that that's a really important aspect of full living, is how I would put it to me. So first and foremost, I love food and I love people. So it's easy then to get really involved in the community. But as a business owner, when I owned O'Leary's Restaurant and Apple's Bakery, I felt it was very, very, very vital that the health and success of any business is inherent on the involvement and commitment by citizens of being involved at the community level. So I always tried to embody that philosophy.
You are the perfect example of what we call a community-wide difference maker. And that's what we always look for that when we bring on new businesses to I've Decided, as we're looking for those local businesses who really care, who truly are passionate about what they do, but they also are very passionate about being successful, and they want to be successful so that they can make a difference and give back to the community and support what we have going right here in Peoria. So everything, Mary, you just said is the epitome of being a community-wide difference maker.
Well, thank you for that, Kim. It is truly an honor to have had a business for as long as I was able to have a business in Peoria. And without the generosity of thousands and thousands of patrons and hundreds of employees that bought into that mission of Smiles Made from Scratch, you know, I wouldn't have had all of those wonderful memories myself.
So. Yes, and that food was very good. And I know I get the privilege of seeing you often. We're going to talk about more of this on the show, but we've been kind of collaborating on some events that I'm super excited about. So I have the privilege. But I know before we reconnected, I would drive by, you know, out on Knoxville. And when they started building the new business out there, I was like, oh, no, what's Mary up to these days? And I know that the listeners are thinking the same thing. So what are you up to, Mary?
Well, let me give a little precursor to this.
Okay.
To many of the listeners or the old Apple's Bakery customers, it may have seemed abrupt that Apple's Bakery came down and Advanced Auto Parts came up. But to be completely transparent for you and the listener, my husband and I have been at a phase of what's next, because life is full of just so many opportunities and experiences that we wanted to be prepared, and we're planning our life. Well, when you own your own business and you own the property of which that business sets on, you can't just decide to make a change tomorrow. So you have to have a process. And I think that's one of the key messages I would really like to share today, is that transformation is all about process. So over the course of my career, I've been labeled, you're always reinventing yourself. You just seem to reinvent yourself. Well, isn't that what life is all about?
Right.
Right? Because who you are today is not who you were 5 years ago. And so to continue to try new things, try them on. If they work, great. If they don't, discard them and keep moving forward. And I had the privilege of bringing the public along with me. And so I recognize that there are a lot of, I go frequently to places, oh, thank you for all the birthday cakes. Could I get a sausage roll? Could I get a thumper and cookie? It's like, no, sorry, you can't. But now it's really great to be working with you and this project that we have starting tomorrow. And then on Monday, I feel like I'm kind of coming out of hiding a little bit, I guess is what I'll say.
Yeah. And I appreciate you being honest. And so, you know, it sounds like to me you guys had the opportunity to maybe start towards that new phase when you had the opportunity of someone coming in interested in that area.
Well, I think that's a really poignant point. I'm writing a book right now, and it's called These Hands of Mine. And one of the goals of this book is it's a transformational guide on how do you live your dreams. So only we are responsible for our dreams, no one else. Only we are responsible for creating the path that takes us towards our dreams, no one else. Well, there's different stages of life where you are either a young professional just starting out in your career. You may be newly married, so you're just setting up shop. You may be a new parent. Then you get into your big career years. And then all of a sudden you're on this other side. Well, now where do I want to go? Again, Chris and I try to live the example. We will be responsible for where we want to go. So it's a process. And so for us, one of the first pieces of our process was to no longer have any more commercial real estate. And so I subsequently decided to retire the bakery, didn't sell it, but retired the bakery so that we can go ahead and move on into wherever life may take us without any definitive direction.
Yeah, because really that would, without you, you're kind of like the bakery. So without Mary there, it would be very hard to have Apple's Bakery, right? So it would be very difficult then to have found someone to come in and take over that bakery, so that it makes sense. I understand what you're saying, because you felt such an attachment. That was a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Apple's Bakery was an outgrowth of the work that I had done when I owned at O'Leary's Restaurant. And it's not that it was me that made it successful. It really was the staff that made it successful. But the genesis of Apple's Bakery, I have a very deep emotional attachment to that, because I love food and I love people. And that love that I try to live on a daily basis in my life and in all I do really began when I was a child. And so it is that it's founded on that unconditional love that a mother gives a child. So to do a little spoiler alert, The book that I'm writing, the first chapter is all about that unconditional love experience that I had with my mom. And thankfully, for all of the listeners that were patrons of Apple's Bakery and loved what we did, you should write Alberta a thank you note, because without her without her love for making pie and allowing me to get up on a chair and learn that rolling pin and to discover in my hands what it feels like in the fingertips of my hands when I make a pie crust, and then when I crimp that pie crust, and then I see your face light up when you eat that slice of pie, I've done my job today.
That is cool. And you know, you're not, I believe you so wholeheartedly, because when I was at your home last week, that was the first thing you did was fat. You started feeding me, and this wonderful food. And so it's not a joke here. You walk into her kitchen and she's got, you know, homemade healthy banana nut bread on the counter and these wonderful almond coconut cookies.
Aren't those yummy?
Oh, they're very yummy, delicious. Yes. Yeah. You know, and I always think, man, Mary, if you were just there to cook for me every day, it would make it so easy. But I don't know that I could eat just one of those cookies. I think you can turn even healthy stuff into too many calories, right? So it's like, still have to limit yourself, but oh, they're so good.
Well, and I'll never be away from baking or cooking and sharing food, because really that's another big benefit of being a baker or a cook. It's for me, it's really less about myself consuming it. It's really about making it and sharing it with others. And that's really what food does. And that's what we've tried to always do. So right now, you know, working with you and the ladies at Curbs here next week, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so tomorrow, actually. So it's going to be tomorrow, Monday, at 11 a.m. You can come on over to Curbs. It's open to anyone to come. It's $10. And we're going to get to learn from you, Mary. And you're going to tell us, you're going to share with us about fresh stir fry. It actually includes some food and help us understand these. You get this little goodies quarterly, right, from the market.
I'm a big advocate for local agriculture, so we do community sustainable agriculture, a CSA box, every other week my husband and I do. But one of the functions of our event that we will have tomorrow, one of the key takeaways I hope that attendees take, is that eating healthy really, it can be fresh and simple. And we hear, I don't have time, I don't have this, I don't have that, and really to have fun with your food, make it clean, enjoy it, very flavorful. So I hope to share some very simple techniques like that. But our area, and this is really a great time to be talking about it, because the farmers market on the riverfront opens on May 20th. We have vendors probably that were there this weekend at Metro Center. We have so many wonderful farmers market vendors in our area. And so to have fun with your food, fresh and local, is a way to bring flavor into your life. Outside of what you may have normally been cooking and eating, and I hope to show some of that. The best thing about a farmer's market box, though, if you sign up for a CSA subscription, is you never know what you're going to get. So you were there the other day.
Yes, I got to see your whole spread on the table.
And I'm showing you some stuff on, you know, kohlrabi.
Right. Kohlrabi.
There you go.
And we that's will how I learned Robbie. How to. That's right. That's how I learned how to say. I'm like, oh, kohlrabi. Kohlrabi. Yes. There's these big green leafy things on kohlrabi that most of us would throw away.
Oh, no, but you eat it all.
And you say eat it all.
Yeah,
eat it all. And you're going to show us about, you're going to teach us the things that we can eat, hopefully, and share some pointers on that. And
there's no hopeful about it. I'm going to show you how to eat, and it's going to be yummy.
I know. I can't wait. So I hope if you're listening and you'd like to join us, it's at Curves tomorrow, 11 a.m. on Sterling Avenue. If you want to get some more information, you can call Curves at 685-4100. Just let us know that you're going to be coming so we can count you in. And if you can't make it during the day, the evening ladies, Mary, are so excited. You're going to come on Wednesday, May 24th at 5:30. So if you work during the day and you can't come during the day, come on Wednesday, May 24th, 5:30. We'll be doing the same thing. You'll be doing the same thing. I'll be in the audience learning along with you.
But she'll Mary's be eating good. Again.
I'll be eating.
She'll be just eating again. You know, Kim, when you're in your career for a really long period of time, and this is what I've experienced, is that when you want to transform forward, we always want to transform forward, right? Not backwards. We want to go forward. It's, have you really ever uncovered what your passions are? What makes you uniquely you? And so I have been able to have an entire career with my passion for food and people. And it is just so wonderfully awesome to now be an author, a speaker, to be a professional health coach, working with individuals to discover their path between their fork and their feet. So doing that now, it's a little different from being in the kitchens of Apple's Bakery and behind the counter, but I would say it's equally or at times even more rewarding than that work that I did. When you are sitting across the table from someone who has never tasted something that was made that simply and that fresh, and all of a sudden you see these lights go off in their eyes and like, wow, it's really that easy? Yeah, it is really that easy. So I'd love to share that with people.
And I remember when I tasted the cookie last week in your kitchen and I was like, that doesn't even taste healthy. And
what
you corrected me right away. You said healthy tastes good.
Healthy tastes delicious.
And it doesn't have to taste bad just because it's healthy. That's what you said. And I'm certified in nutrition and I work as a coach and I help women live a healthy lifestyle. Right. And we have this mindset, right? It's just out there. And we need to change that. I need to change it. And we want to help cultivate a better mindset that fresh is good. Healthy is good. It's yummy. It doesn't have to be icky. It can be yummy and fresh. And it not doesn't even taste healthy because it's so good.
Oh, you're absolutely right. For food to really be healthy, there needs to be an element of love in it. And so when you go back to when you were a child, and many may have already heard me tell this story, but close your eyes and think back to when you were probably 4 or 5, and you would go to, I'll say, your grandma's house, just for the sake of the conversation. And if you close your eyes and you can picture yourself walking into grandma's kitchen, and on the counter, I will guarantee you, or in a drawer, there was always either a candy dish, a cookie bowl, or it might have been cold chicken in the refrigerator, but there's always something there that you're convinced that's always going to be there because grandma loves me, right?
Right.
We all are imprinted by our food as children. And so that's that unconditional love imprint. And for some reason, as we grow older and become more responsible for our food, many of us forget that emotional connection with our food. So having that unconditional love in our food we eat is really important. Sorry, eating a whole bag of potato chips or a quart of ice cream or, you know, fast food every day, or we were just talking about soda, I don't feel in the laboratory the chemical formula that made that recipe had love in the ingredient label. Okay?
Right. So no, they're thinking money.
They're thinking money.
Let's make some money.
So that's the whole point of, one, my book, what I'm going to share with Curves, and then what I do as a health coach. I want the folks that I engage with going forward to be willing to discover, what is my relationship with food? What does the inside of my body feel like when I love myself from the inside out? I'll tell you, it's a dance and it's a beautiful one to experience.
That is so cool. Well, you know, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio, and you've been listening to my special guest today, this wonderful Mother's Day, Mary Ardapple. She is a local business owner here in Peoria and was the owner and founder of Apple's Bakery. And so you probably know her from there. Most of us in Peoria at some point has had an experience with the food at Apple's Bakery. And so she's just here today sharing what she's been up to now that she's retired the bakery. And so hopefully you've been listening to that and we'll continue to listen, because I want to talk more about this relationship with food.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that is real. I 100% agree with you. And this is coming, you know, I've worked for over 20 years with women, helping them lose weight, myself included. And that whole emotional thing with food is so true and so real. And I've experienced it personally myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it really can put us on the wrong path when it comes to our food. And so I really am impressed with your unique approach to help with this whole relationship with food. How do you, when you sit down and coach someone, how do you get them started to think about this relationship? Or 'cause you don't think about it. It's not something every day I think about, like my relationship with food. We don't generally think about that, but we should.
Yes. Well, that's something that we all have in common. We all have our own unique relationship with food. You've shared some of your own relationship, my relationship when I was a teenager, I was your classic anxiety eater. You know, I'd eat an entire bag of Doritos or an entire box of Suzy Q's and shove the packaging under the mattress of my bed. Why did I do that? I don't know. Very loved, very happy, you know, very popular in school with lots of friends, lots of activities. Why did I do that? To this day, I don't know. But I know that that's made me who I am. And I know that that relationship has impacted how I have chosen to eat over the course of my life. And we're all similar in that form and fashion. Fortunately, I ended up in the food business. So I could, I'm a nibbler. I kind of graze through the day. And it worked for me so that I didn't balloon up to being hugely overweight. That's what I do as a health coach, is I want to have an understanding between myself and my client. How did you eat when you were a kid? What did you get fed? Because it impacts on how you make your decisions when you become an adult and go out and buy your own food. If you always got processed food as a kid, unless there's something that has occurred in your life, the odds are you will lean towards processed food as a heavy ingredient into your regular diet as an adult. But then how does your body feel about it? So we do a food diary on a regular basis. We'll start out with a food diary and a time diary. And I want I ask that client to track what did they eat, but now I want you to actually tell me, how did you feel 2 and 3 hours after you ate it? That's where we fall off the bus. We don't stop to ever think about how we feel after we ate, or if we don't feel well after we eat a particular food, we just accept it. And so through health coaching, I'm actually an accountability partner to a person and say, why do you accept that? Can you share with me why you accept that? Well, I guess because I just always have is often the answer. Well, what would it feel like if you didn't accept it? So it gives this trusted relationship between client and coach in a safe conversation, very confidential, to explore how that individual is really feeling. Well, you know from your own coaching, I'm sure, with your field of expertise, that rarely do we feel safe sharing how we really feel.
Oh, yeah. The old saying is true. What you're saying is not really what you're saying.
Right. You feel vulnerable. Right. Somebody's going to say something, you know, I'm going to be wrong. And it's like, no. So that's what you and I both are very similar in that in our coaching. But I want to understand how they actually feel from the food they eat. Because when we find out what you eat and when you eat it and why you eat it, the odds are there's probably an underlying reason that doesn't have anything to do with that food choice. So health coaches, from my training, it's less about your secondary food of what you put in your mouth. It's more important to discover why you do that and how it impacts your primary food for a really healthy life. And your primary food is 4 categories. That would be your relationships, your professional career, your exercise regimen, and your spiritual practice. So you can examine a person how well they're doing on those 4 things based on what they're eating. And so that's why we start with an entry point with that relationship with food.
That is so cool. I could talk to you all day about this. I just love hearing that. Now you've got some other things up your sleeve. You're doing some yoga.
I love yoga.
I know. So you actually came to Curves and did some yoga with us last year, which was a lot of fun. The ladies loved that. But you're teaching some yoga classes out and about here in the Peoria area, right?
So, I am.
Are your classes open to the public, or can the other thing I'm sure the listeners are wondering is, how do they contact you? Are you taking new clients to coach? Or?
Oh, sure. Yes, I do take new clients, and you can either go to my website at www.coreviewcoach.com, coreviewcoach.com. Or look me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, and you'll find either CoreView Coaching on Facebook, Mary Art Apple. Just type that in and you can find me that way.
And then they can message you or send you an email.
Yep, send me a private message and I'll get back in touch with them. Yes, and I'm teaching part-time yoga at the YMCA, so you need to be a member of the YMCA right now. And I love the yoga. I think that's one of the things about transformation for a person moving from phase to phase. You know, the food business is pretty all-encompassing, 7 days a week, and you know, owning your own business, you're never really away from it, and it's a lifestyle. So when you leave one lifestyle, you start to develop the other lifestyle, and where I'm at for me is really pretty darn terrific. It's a lot of fun. I'm getting to develop the lifestyle based on the choices that are right for me at this stage of my life, and yoga has become a very integral part of discovering more about my own body, on being strong and you know, having been in the restaurant business for over 30 years, that's pretty hard on a body, standing on concrete, lifting very heavy. I'm not very tall, so working on that has always been important to me. But now I can really focus on that. So that, and then I run.
I was going to say, we have another thing in common. We're both runners.
We are both runners.
And you and your husband just did a 10K a few weeks ago.
Yeah, my husband is an ultra runner. And so he loves to do 30s and 50s and long runs and on the trails. I don't have that desire to do that distance. But to support him in his running and to support my health, I also took up running a few years ago. So my goal this year is to run 6 10Ks to celebrate my birthday this year. So I've got one under the belt and five more to go. Yeah.
Are you scouting them out? Lovely places to go visit? Where are you looking?
Well, the one in May will be right here locally, and it is a wonderful place to run. If you've never run over on the trails at Farmdale Reservoir over in East Peoria, it is one of the most beautiful trail systems to run or hike. It's just gorgeous. So the Blue Chevy 10K is on May the 20th.
And really?
I'll be there. So if any listeners are going to be there, either private message me on Facebook or make sure you give me a shout out when you're there.
I haven't even heard about that 10K.
You've never been to Farmdale?
No.
Oh, we got to go.
Oh, we'll have to go. So you're running that.
I'm going to run that. And then there's one in Eureka in June, I think I'll run. And the fun one we're going to go do is up in Devil's Lake in Wisconsin in July. Nice. So
the weather should be perfect.
Should be perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's a great way to stay in shape. So you are just a busy lady.
Well, the fun thing right now, though, garden is coming.
Oh, when you are the, So now I'm in the dirt.
I'm in the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that you just live out who you are. And it's so genuine. And, you know, sometimes you meet, you know how it is. Sometimes you meet people and you're like, are they really for real? Like, are they?
I hope I'm real.
Yeah, you're really for real. Pinch you. You're really breathing, right? But you know what I mean. Like, you see someone, you run into at Apple's Bakery and you got your apron on and you're there and you're just thinking, is she really got that garden? Is she really this person? And really, you are really real. You got that garden and got the food and the love and the passion. And it's just, I love that authenticity.
You know, life is really pretty fun when you live it.
I know it is.
You know, I mean, you just got to remember to live your life. Nobody else is responsible for that other than you.
And it's about being authentic. And it is about doing what you're passionate about and doing what you love to do. And, you know, that's been what I use Curves as my platform. So many times people think, oh, you must be the healthiest eater and you must love to exercise. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's actually I would not define myself as that. Yes, I exercise because I have to. And yes, I do eat healthy most of the time because I have to. And but I love to motivate people. I love to see people be successful in their goals. Mm-hmm. And so at Curves, it was my platform. It was a great platform to motivate and encourage them to be successful in their goal of living a healthy lifestyle. And that's what I love to do. And I'm just so thankful to be able to partner with you and learn from you in the food and the coaching and the relationship that people have between their food and living out their healthy lives and learning to eat well.
Well, learning to eat well, and I think even above and beyond that, is learning that you get to choose. It's not because you have to or that you need to in whatever you do, but you actually are choosing that you're worth it. That
right.
I want to be the best version of me I possibly can be. So I'm going to choose to make those choices that make me the best version of me.
Which is, it begins with love.
Yeah,
just like
it does.
You said, you got to, living a healthy lifestyle starts with loving yourself enough.
It certainly does.
And we're going to talk about that more on our show that we're going to have the second Wednesday of every month. So be sure to listen out for our Healthy You podcast. That's going to be awesome. Well, Mary, I told you a half hour goes by really fast.
Zip and it's over.
It's over.
That means we'll just have to tune in the second Tuesday or second Wednesday of every month now.
That's right. So we'll be airing Healthy You on Peoria Life. You can find that on Facebook. It'll be on, it's going to be on a cable channel too. I'm not even sure where it's all going to be, but you'll see us out there. So be sure to listen up for that. If you have any questions, you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. So if you missed how to get in touch with Mary, shoot me an email and we'll get you in touch with her. So if you're interested in the CoreView coaching, or come on over to Curves tomorrow at 11 o'clock and meet her in person. It's going to be a lot of fun and we want to encourage you to do that. And I just want to say again, thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio. Thank you for supporting our community organization. You need to know that there are over 50 local businesses that are a part of I've Decided and that make this happen for you. So be sure to check them out under resources at ivedecided.org. And a portion of our proceeds benefits PUP, which is People with Unlimited Potential. It is a school for young people with special needs. So check them out as well. And enjoy your Mother's Day. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Spend time with those you love. And if you're blessed enough to still have your mom around, give her a call. Go see her. Give her a big hug if you can. It's a wonderful day. And isn't it awesome to be a mom, Mary?
There's nothing better than being a mom.
It is wonderful. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we will be back with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?